UAF professor Tom Marsick has built what he says is the world's most efficient house, a small airtight structure that he and his wife and some friends built in Dillingham 3 years ago.
It's extremely insulated. We are talking about 28 inches thick walls, just to put into perspective.
Those thick walls are rated at R90, nearly four times more than the required R21 rating for walls, and the ceiling's R140 is nearly triple the required R49 rating. Marsick, who teaches sustainable energy, says on most days he can warm his small, airtight home with about the same amount of energy it takes to run a hairdryer.
Last year, it cost us about $150 to heat the home for the entire year.
Marsick says he was inspired to build the house after spending a few winters here in Fairbanks teaching at the main UAF campus. Cold Climate Housing Research Center President and CEO Jack Hebert marvels at the work of Marsick and others he calls pioneers of efficient home building. He includes Torsten Klupp, a Fairbanks area builder, who, like Marsick, has constructed highly efficient homes that are super insulated and that often employ sustainable energy heating systems.
There's amazing things being done in Alaska by very creative people like Tom, like Torsten, like others in the state who have always been pioneers.
But Hebert says not all the advances developed by those pioneers in their quest for a home that requires little, if any, additional energy to heat will make their way into mainstream home building because some of those features are too expensive or unappealing to most home buyers.
I think these pioneers and creative people right now that are approaching net zero with their passive houses and the work that they're doing on extremely energy efficient envelopes, small homes, extremely admirable. But how can we incorporate that in the mainstream where the market says, I don't want to live in a house like that or I can't afford it?
That's the challenge that green home builders like Aaron Welterlin confront. Welterlin's Fairbanks-based company, WV Builders, touts its line of energy-efficient and affordable homes. He says most of his customers tend to be first-time home buyers, often young families, or people temporarily here like military personnel or contractors. Welterlin says home buyers in the interior have increasingly shown a preference for energy-efficient homes in recent years, not coincidentally since the price of heating oil began its rise to $4 a gallon. But he says he must weigh how many of those features a prospective home buyer is willing to pay for, because such features as super insulated windows and ground source heat pumps, which extract heat from underground, all add to the upfront cost.
So we as builders are trying to find ways constantly of how do you give people the best house that they can afford, the most energy efficient house that they can afford, for a cost that is reasonable to them.
Welterlin says despite such incentives as rebates up to $10,000 offered by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the payback that energy-efficient features promise, many homeowners still just can't get past the sticker shock of, for example, a $20,000 ground source heat pump.
Yes, the ground source heat pump is still more expensive, but it's about 50% cheaper to operate. So if we can convince the client to spend some money out of their own pocket at the beginning, then you have a heating cost which is now 50% less. So you're heating the house for $110 a month in winter. It's kind of becomes unbeatable very quickly in the long term.
Hebert says that shows there's a demand for energy-efficient homes. But for many, it's a demand that has limits based on cost.
The market is really the loudest voice. If the market starts to demand energy efficiency, a highly efficient heating appliance over a commercial range in the kitchen, then that market demand will start to drive where the builders go.
Hebert says building on that progress won't be easy and will require educating homeowners by getting the word out about breakthroughs in efficiency and introducing them into the marketplace, then making the case on investing more now to reap the energy savings later. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.